The president will campaign in Pennsylvania today after a notable weekend in which he threatened Iran, mocked Joe Biden, and distanced himself from some of the most controversial provisions in recent state abortion laws. Meanwhile, Republicans have been coming out against one of their own, fellow Congressman Justin Amash, who said that after reading the full Mueller report, he thinks the president committed impeachable offenses. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson joins us now. Hi, Mara.
Hi, Peter.
Hey, so let's start with Iran. Here's the president speaking to Fox News on Sunday.
I don't want to fight, but you do have situations like Iran. You can't let them have nuclear weapons. You just can't let that happen.
The president also tweeted yesterday that if Iran wants to fight, that will be the official end of Iran. Never threaten the United States again, he said. So what's going on here, Mara? Because just a few days ago, it seemed like this situation was starting to de-escalate.
Well, it really is whiplash because you're right. Just days ago, the president said, I'm sure Iran will want to talk soon. And he was reported to have told his generals he didn't want to go to war with Iran. But it's very confusing because you've got Trump sounding like he just wants to make a better deal. You've got Bolton, his national security advisor, John Bolton, and his secretary of state, Mike Pompeo, saying that they think that the increased pressure on Iran will lead to regime change. So it's very confusing. It's similar to North Korea. Well, remember, Donald Trump went from fire and fury to love letters to Kim. So it's very, very confusing. And people are asking, is there a cohesive, coherent strategy?
Right. Or is that the strategy? Confusion.
Well, I don't think that the confusion is the purposeful strategy, although Donald Trump has tweeted, quote, at least Iran doesn't know what to think.
Yeah.
And that might be a good thing. But the problem is that a lot of people in the Middle East don't know what to think. And that's a bad thing.
That could be dangerous.
Because if you don't have coherence, events can spiral out of control and it can lead to miscalculations, which can lead to war.
On another tough topic, the president warned that those who oppose abortion could lose ground if they do not stay united. On the other hand, he also said this weekend, I am strongly pro-life with three exceptions, rape, incest, and protecting the life of the mother, which is at odds with that bill that we saw last week in Alabama. What's the president trying to do there, do you think?
Well, this is really interesting. It sounds like he is edging himself away from the kind of tip of the spear of these state laws that are being passed to challenge Roe versus Wade. The state laws in Georgia would not allow the Alabama law only allows an exception when the mother's life is in danger. But Georgia goes even further. So is he trying to stake out a middle position? Because even though evangelicals and the pro-life forces were one of the most important parts of the president's base, they're very energized. They see their, you know, decades long goal in reach, undermining Roe. But on the other hand, it can also energize the other side if these state laws on abortion look too extreme.
Well, exactly. Democratic candidates have been campaigning explicitly on protecting abortion rights. How is that issue just suddenly revamped and morphed the primary race?
I don't think it's really morphed the primary race. Every Democrat is for reproductive rights. But the big question is, how are they going to deal with this false charge from the president and other Republicans that Democrats are for infanticide, ripping the baby from the mother's womb and killing it? That's what you hear the president saying. I think that Democrats were surprised at how much traction this false charge got. But I think Democrats have to decide how they want to talk about abortion. Remember, Bill Clinton came up with that famous formulation, safe, legal, and rare, which is kind of where most of the country is. Most voters are willing to have some restrictions on abortion, but they want it to be legal.
Okay. There's also Congressman Justin Amash, who said the president committed impeachable offenses and that his actions qualify as obstruction of justice. Now, his fellow Republicans did not like this, even Mitt Romney, who said that he was troubled by the president's behavior, as described in the Mueller report. Here is Romney on CNN's State of the Union yesterday.
Justin Amash has reached a different conclusion than I have. I respect him. I think it's a courageous statement. But I believe that to make a case for obstruction of justice, you just don't have the elements that are evidenced in this document.
So how far out on his own is Justin Amash?
I think right now he's a party of one. The president tweeted about him, called him a loser. Other Republicans have attacked him. But I thought that statement from Mitt Romney was pretty interesting. I respect him. I think it's a courageous statement.
Mm-hmm.
Just Mitt Romney isn't just ready yet to be that courageous, I guess.
Yeah.
But I think that the fact is he's the first Republican who has said that Trump's actions reach the level of impeachment. And that's important. It's not just Democrats anymore. Whether any Republicans will join him as time goes on, we don't know yet.
Okay. The president is also having a rally today in Pennsylvania. This is a state, a very important state that he won narrowly in 2016. It's also, you know, Joe Biden territory. So what do you read into that?
Well, I think that Pennsylvania is extremely important for both parties. The president is worried about his reelection. He's underwater in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. Those are the three states that he kind of took away from Democrats and won the White House with. The president could afford to lose Michigan and Wisconsin, but he cannot win reelection without Pennsylvania. And what's really interesting to me is you heard White House officials saying, the only candidate we worry about is Joe Biden, but he'll never be able to get the nomination. Yeah. Then the formulation switched to, oh, whoever wins the nomination, we can define as a socialist. Now it's Donald Trump tweeting sleepy, creepy Joe. So he's clearly worried about Biden. He's worried about the Midwest. Yep. That is where he had the biggest drop off. That's where the Republicans had the biggest drop off in 2018.
All right. NPR's Mara Liasson. Thanks so much.
Thank you.